think so.
Because
I truly feel that our generation came up through the best years.
Even though our parents had the recession and all that to go through. And then I think their kids is the ones that's had the best life.
Yeah.
Because we have hit this tremendous upswing. Mm-hmm. All these new inventions, the airplane, everything.
Because there, my dad, in his 85 years, went from a horse and buggy to a man on the moon. You know, of course, you've got the same kind of relation that's probably done the same thing.
Yeah. It's really amazing change.
You just wonder what's going to happen in the next 100 years.
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. But I don't know, when you look all over the country at the crime and everything that... you wonder how they're going to curb it and put a stop to it.
Yeah.
It just seems to increase every year. It gets worse.
Yeah. Well, they said on television this morning the biggest death rate for men in the United States right now is crime.
Murder.
Yeah. People killing. Hmm. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Things have really kind of gotten out of hand, haven't they?
Surely has. Yeah.
That must be why y'all like living back in here, though. Kind of away from it.
Yeah, we think we've got it pretty well made here, because we can travel and go any place we want to.
Yeah.
And
never mind, Heidi.
But still, we're secluded back in here. If a car goes by, we know that it's somebody that should be in here.
Yeah. Well, what? Tell me again what they call these mountains up here.
Collegiate Peaks.
And then they're named after Ivy League schools?
Yeah.
Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Columbia, and then on up is Elbert and Massive, and down below is
Ontario.
Chavanaugh. And they're all over 14,000 feet.
How about that? I just think that's hilarious. They're named after Ivy League schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've just got some friends back home that are they'll think that is really wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, they already think that those schools, you know, dominate America anyway,
sure.
So.
Mount Elbert up here by Leadville is the highest peak in the state of Colorado.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Most people wouldn't know that, would they?
No.
They'd think it was a Pikes Peak.
Pikes Peak or something like that, but Pikes Peak's one of them. Shortest ones.
It's only 13,000 and something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tall enough. Mm-hmm. For me.
That's another word that I like to have discussed is high and tall.
Okay.
What's the difference between high and tall?
Well, you tell me first.
I think a person is so tall, but still the mountains are high. You know, they're not tall, they're high.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now what would you say?
I'd probably say those are pretty tall mountains. That's what I'd say.
You wouldn't say high mountains.
I would say high if I was up on Pikes Peak, I'd say, you know, we're up pretty high here.
Yeah.
Or I'd say that, I'd probably say that building, that's a pretty tall building. I would use high sometimes, but mostly I would probably use tall.
Tall more.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that interesting, though, that difference?
Mm-hmm.
See, things like that I think are really kind of kind of neat.
Different in the locality that you were raised in,
yeah,
and colloquialism.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one, meet and pass, or you know, you met a car on the road, or did you pass it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you met it and then you passed it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. One other thing I want to ask you about. When you were living out on that Stagecoach Ranch, I just think that's really intriguing me. I'm having a hard time imagining it. It used to be just like kind of like a motel then, didn't it?
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you the only family?